The monk who lives behind cloistered walls wrestles with temptations as real as the businessman in New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles. The salesman who faces the temptations of competitive life wrestles with allurements no less and no more than one who is engaged in the work of Christian ministry. Every one of us faces temptation. It is inevitable. We cannot get away from it. Number two, temptation is never directed by God. He permits it, to be sure, but he never directs it. God does not direct us into sin. Notice in James 1:13 that God cannot be tempted by evil, and God does not tempt. Remember the words of 1 John 1:5, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. What that means is that God cannot fellowship with sin. He cannot tolerate it, nor does he direct us into it. We sin by our own choice. When the angels surrounded the throne of God in Isaiah 3, they rendered to him the praise of, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Holy means totally separate from sin. Let me say it as carefully as I can. There is nothing wrong with facing temptations. It is not sinful to have tempting things come before us. Hebrews 4:15 tells us that Jesus was tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. But how do we react to temptation? Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am being tempted by God." James 1:13. Have you ever found yourself doing that? The classic illustration is Adam in the Garden of Eden. When Adam ate of the fruit and God came and asked, "What is it that you have done?" Do you remember what Adam said? "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate." What was he saying? "God, you set me up. Here I was enjoying the bounty and blessing of the garden, and along came this lady that you brought into my life. And if it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't have been tempted." That thought is exactly what James wanted to contradict. God is not even indirectly engaged in bringing us into sin. To be sure, God certainly permits the events of our lives to take place as they do. But when we yield to the temptations that appear before us, God has had absolutely no part in that act. Instead, it is you and I who have disobeyed and given in to the temptation. Number three, temptation is an individual matter. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. James 1:14. I want you to underscore each one and own. When we choose to yield to temptation, and we'll deal with that process in just a moment, it is an individual matter. You cannot blame anyone else. Nothing outside ourselves is strong enough, not even Satan, to cause us to sin. Sin takes place when we agree to the temptation and follow it. It takes an agreement on our part. Not until I individually involve myself does sin take place. Up to that point, I am safe and pure. Let me illustrate it this way. I have an attorney friend who works in conjunction with the Federal Reserve Bank in another city. His work involves numerous trips to the Federal Reserve, where stacks and stacks and stacks of paper money are kept and counted. If you've never seen it, you can't imagine it. He made the mistake of taking me there one afternoon. We walked in together and were checked all over. You know how thoroughly they are if you've ever been there. We walked down a narrow hallway and were checked again. We were on closed circuit security TV cameras all the way. Behind a large section of bulletproof glass, and the construction of the building is such that you cannot get beyond the glass, are people who do nothing but count money. There were numerous stacks of crisp new $100 bills. He told me there were also stacks of $1,000 bills. I asked him, "How can they stand it behind there?" revealing something of my own depravity. He said, "Everything is fine if they remember their job is only to count pieces of paper. If they begin to concentrate on what those pieces of paper represent, then we have problems. As long as they are just counting slips of printed paper, that's fine. It could be a stack of magazines or a pile of mail. But if they think, hey, this is a spendable $100 bill I have in my hand, or man, $1,000, then they're in for trouble. Open doors to sin face us each day. The person centered on Christ and his righteousness says, nothing doing, and willfully walks away. The person intent on satisfying his own desires for sin, whether he is a Christian or not, says, oh, I just can't help myself, and walks in. The good news for the Christian is that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can help it.